Ian, you know what I determined today? I gotta stop buying comic books again. I'm buying too many.
I think we've been telling you that for like the last 3 weeks.
Oh, man. It cost me like $30-some last week. It cost me like $20 this week.
You gotta pick a couple titles that look good and that you enjoy. You gotta stop reaching. Like,
well, this Clue one's been really good, so I picked up, issue number 3 of Clue.
Issue number 3?
Yeah.
You should have dropped that after issue number 1.
No, it's really good, though.
It's not. You say that about all of them.
I picked up Mr. Miracle, number 1. I wanted to check that out. Mr. Miracle?
No.
He's a DC character.
You got to stop that. That's where you're going wrong. You have no self-control.
I held off on Shirtless Bear Fighter.
Yes.
Although that was awesome.
Like, one issue of Shirtless Bear Fighter is enough, and I say stick with that. But yeah, and you're like, you get roped in by anything that's like even remotely bizarre. Like, if it's like, I don't know, anything. Like, all the titles you tell me, they're not like, hey, I've been reading, this newest
X-Men,
run.
So, that's nice.
All right, yeah, that is. And, the one Iron Man that you read,
infamous
Iron Man.
Yeah, that's awesome. Iron Man's good stuff.
See, you should stick with that instead of being like, oh, Ian, I was just at the comic book store, and they have Speed Buggy versus Shazam. It's the best.
I would read that.
I know you would.
I did just sign up for Dick Dastardly and Muttley, because I need that. And I also picked up Scooby-Doo Team-Up with Jonah Hex.
Stop it. Scooby-Doo's the worst, and Jonah Hex is even worse.
Yeah, Clue the comic book, people. If you haven't checked it out, it's actually pretty good.
I like Samurai's question. When does issue 1 plus 2 plus 2 plus 1 come out?
All right, we wait much more, or are we just going to roll with this thing?
Yeah, I'm ready. Can I go?
As
far as I'm concerned, you can do whatever you want.
Cool, I'm starting.
I'm on board.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your PW3 PSA. As you know, there are hungry people in every community, but don't forget there are also hungry people around the world. So if you would like to help the starving children in Biafra or South Sudan or Darfur or wherever it is these days, consider donating to something like UNICEF at unicefusa.org. I mean, if it's good enough for Audrey Hepburn, it should be good enough for you. So, that again is unicefusa.org. And now on with the show.
So here's my question. Remember when we were kids, it was all about people starving in Ethiopia? Like, is Ethiopia okay now? Or are they still in troubles?
They're not in much trouble.
Right. Again, like before that, I think it was Biafra. And then Biafra just stopped existing. And then it was Ethiopia. And then it was Somalia. Then it was Darfur. Then it was South Sudan.
Like, I just didn't know if their crops had recovered or...
I don't think so. Like, it's still the desert.
Yeah, but maybe they got a good irrigation from all that money. I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not up on my Ethiopia. I was just curious.
I'm not either. It reminded me of Sam Kinison, and I chuckled. He did a really angry bit about that. Well, all his bits were really angry bits.
Yeah.
But he was like, do you see this? This is sand! Food doesn't grow here! I miss that guy. He was hilarious.
Yes, he was. Oh, bun of a sitch. Hold on, people.
Uh-oh.
I need to go acquire a charging cable because my iPad has told me it's at 5% life, which means I won't be able to open a token by the time we get around to that part. 1 second.
Oh, no. This show is definitely gone airborne.
Death spiral. I don't know. You started talking about Ethiopia, and Alpha Team posted a picture of Sally Struthers the Hutt, and that's all I can think of now. Oh, Bill Hicks was a fantastic angry comic.
Bill Hicks is my all-time favorite comic. Bill Hicks changed my life and how I view comedy.
True story.
Thank you for mentioning him. He is an absolute genius.
Thank Jables MC.
That was a Jables MC?
Yeah, he said preferred Bill Hicks as far as angry comics go.
Is Jables actually Mike Dunn?
I have no idea.
Mike
freaking
Dunn.
It's unlikely, but Jables has just wormed his way into my cold black heart. He is now solidly on the dope list. I can appreciate many fine stand-up comics, and I count Sam Kinison among them easily, but Bill Hicks, number one with a bullet.
All I think of is Back to School.
For Rodney Dangerfield?
No, for when Sam Kinison's like the history teacher.
Oh, I was like, how do we move on to...
Truman was too much of a pennywaste to push the commies back to 42nd parallel! Say it! Say it! That scene makes me, like, gets tears in my eyes every time I see it. It's so freaking funny.
How often do you watch Back to School?
Like, probably once a year.
Wow, that is too
much. It's on Comedy Central all the time.
All right, sorry, you can start the show.
I'm sorry, now I'm distracted by UNC Samurai getting me my Ethiopia food security outcomes chart.
Apparently they were back to being okay until climate change.
Yeah, well.
Craig, did we lose you?
Nope, sorry, I was answering a question about somebody trying to listen to the show.
Okay, good. I was like, I don't know, I could talk to Ray about some unrelated stuff. That chicken behind the White House is amazing.
All right, let's get this rolling. All right, greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 102nd big installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me, as always, KS72, Stevie 15. It's Ray. It's Ian. It's the Puzzle Warriors. Hello.
Hello.
This greeting is unavailable due to an error.
Ian, I have a hoodie for you. Remind me to give it to you sometime.
Oh, snap. Yeah. All right.
It's a very cool hoodie.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So we are covering the week of August 9th through the 16th of the 2017s. Today, I got a Deadpool.
Was it ever your hoodie?
No.
Okay.
It's still in the box.
That's fine. Even if it was, I would have been just as excited. But then when you were saying that, I was like, I have inherited far too many clothes from Craig. Like, it's, I shouldn't be getting hand-me-downs from you. That's weird. Like, the fact that I have more than zero shirts, more than zero pants, and more than zero pajamas from you. It's just odd.
Okay. All right, so your Deadpool dailies. Today, Black Bullseye, Thursday, Red Cap, Friday, Green Sentry, Saturday, Green Punisher, Sunday, Purple Blade, Monday, Red Patch, Tuesday, Blue Torch, Wednesday, Red Colossus, and the 5-day four-star crash! Dunk, dunk. Of the Titans. On the 6th, you had Moon Knight versus X-23?
Yeah.
I remember winning that right away. How did that go for you guys?
It went very well, considering I couldn't get any green. No, at no point could I get green. I think I made 2 green matches the entire fight, but black, I had plenty of black, so I just punched her. I just punched her down.
No.
I only participated once just to make sure that 0-0-2 green wasn't enough to get it done. It's not enough to get it done.
Didn't sound good.
Mm-mm.
Coming up next on the 11th, after much discussion, it is Mordo.
Probably.
On the 11th. That's what it sounds like. Let's see where we have Mordo. Let me see where I got my Mordo.
Don't we have an image from a particular samurai who...
Yeah, that would require me to keep that on the screen. But
it looks like your Mordo is at a 5-5-2.
Holy moly.
That is. I got 5-5-2. Ray's got a champion Mordo. Ian's got O-not-3. Double odd 3 for Ian.
So once again, the purple's the one that does no damage?
It used to. Now it does damage.
No, it's good now.
Okay.
But that's still not so good. Blue is where it's at.
Yeah. Is that the stick?
Black is...
No, black is the stick.
Blue is the boots.
Yeah. But the purple now does damage based on the maximum or the highest AP pool that the enemy has.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I cranked it up to a 5 now.
I guess, Ian, what your plan is, just get into that match. Don't do anything until they have 30 of a color they can't use. And then hit them with purple.
I'll see
what I
can do.
So just try to live until they've got 30 of some color.
Okay.
So after Mordo, we got the big pun. See, I've got a 5-3-4. Ray's got a 5-3-4. Oh, Ian, you can participate here. You got a 2-5-2.
Oh, okay. That could happen.
Yeah, so I'll give that one a good
as long
roll.
As...
I have no idea who the pun fights.
Yeah, and I don't remember what any of his powers do, so I don't know which one's effective. I probably don't have the effective one with my luck, but
I don't know. He comes out and he swings a knife and things happen. He fires a bunch of guns and, you know, like he do.
Well, the good thing is five, the bad part about five is that it stuns everyone else you're with. If you're playing solo, not a problem.
True story. All right. I don't know. I completely lost my space.
I don't know. I accidentally started looking at whatever that is that you guys look at every time. What are we on right now?
Discord?
Where am I? What's happening? Discord! That's it.
Yeah, it's distracting. That's the problem.
It is! Stuff happens! Things get posted!
Alright, so in your story land, yeah, you got the unstable ISO 8 running now. 12,500 will get you the three visions. 23,500 is Mordo. 52,000 for the CP. Top 10 folks get Bucky. 11,300 are Gamora. New event after that. Love new events. Honor Among Thieves. 12,500 gets you three Gamora, 23,500 for some Bucky, 52,000 for the CP. Top 10 folks get a brand new Yondu, or also known as Mary Poppins.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all.
Mary Poppins, cool. In the Open Your Mind Quaid season, stay on target, running right now. 800 gets you Green Bullseye, 900 Green Carnage, 1,200 for the CP. Top 5 folks get A-Force, and 6 to 50 is She-Hulk. So Yondu, he's new. Let's
yes.
talk about Yondu. He is yellow, black, and blue. His first ability...
He better have blue.
...is called Yaka... It's called Yaka Parachute, but is affectionately known as a Mary Poppins, y'all. if the player makes a match 4 or greater and Yondu is below 50% health, a yellow countdown tile is created that restores health each turn if one does not exist already. So at low, let's see, at level 5, create a 4-turn countdown tile. If Yondu is below 50% health, it restores 918 health per turn. So it's kind of a weird, and it's actual healing. So he's the only non-Wolverine now to get real healing?
Maybe.
I didn't see that. It's true healing?
It's true healing.
Huh. Very
It restores health. It is not a burst of health. I guess what, Cho eats hot dogs, right? He gets the heal too, but it is actual healing for Yondu, so that's pretty sweet. Yes, Hawkeye has true heal, but he looks dumb doing it, so.
Disqualified.
His second ability is called Ravager's Ruse, which is better known as A Pirate's Life for me. Yondu looks out for his own best interest by destroying AP from the enemy's highest colored AP pool, then creates a strike tile for each AP destroyed. Level 5, destroy up to 7 AP. And create strike tiles of strength 28. So not very big strike tiles, but you get some. Mostly it's a AP destroyer.
Yeah, I'm a little confused by that. He's got like 3-star level strike tiles coming out.
Yeah, they're very strange. His third power is called Centaurian Archery, which makes me believe that apparently he's, you know, from, you know, Centaur. I don't know.
Ogbeetians and such?
Yeah. He definitely picked it up at Ogbeetians and such. This one's better known as Whistle While You Work.
Or previously known as. That was its original name.
this is Yondu starts whistling, his arrow sails toward the enemy, dealing damage, and then turns into Yaka Assault. So at level 5, it's doing 9,698 damage, and then turns into a passive called Yaka Assault. What this does is it does 1592 damage at the start of each turn to the weakest enemy. It will continue to do this until Yondu receives damage past the threshold of the power, which at level 5 is 992 damage. So if he takes more than, you know, 1,000 points of damage, it will switch back to the archery. Otherwise, it goes into assault mode and just keeps doing damage to the weakest person. So that's kind of fun. I like that mechanic.
Yeah, I like that. I think it, you know, encapsulates the arrow quite well. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's something else to do with Thanos, because, you know, just keep hammering the low-level person over and over and over again until they die.
to trigger
the good old, you know, courting death.
So there's a whole lot of discussion on Discord about true healing. Apparently there are several characters who true healed. Moon Knight, Blade, lot of other people other than Wolverine.
All right. None of them no characters I use.
And there you go. Apparently that's all that matters.
Have right. true healing, except for Cho and a bunch of Wolverines. So I don't know. I'm curious to try out this guy. He sounds interesting.
That sounds honest. I'm curious, and he sounds like a character. again, I don't have the most strategic mind. I barely understand this game, but He sounds terrible. Like, he sounds absolutely terrible. Not like I dislike him and like a Gwenpool kind of terrible. Like, his first power does nothing until you're at least 50% of the way dead. Nothing at all. His second power does 3-star bullseye strike tiles, but worse. And his last power seems cool.
And if you like it, that 50% healing thing only kicks in at level 5, too. You have to be below 20% health before you get a healing.
Well, Yondu's a scrub, so I don't care.
Yeah, he did. Spoiler. Yeah,
Oh, nice. Seriously. You just ruined the movie for half our listeners.
Do you want to spoil Game of Thrones while we're here?
Yes, it was awesome. This week's episode was awesome.
Yeah. What was that? 3 months of shooting for 12 minutes of footage? Yeah.
Man, it was not even 12 minutes. All I know is that the last like 4 or 5 minutes of that show were solid gold.
I think it was approximately 12 minutes. But it was awesome. Solid gold. Yeah, it was. Absolutely.
Man.
There were many highlights in my opinion, but that was very fast paced and
enjoyable.
Yeah,
this season so far has been super on point.
Yeah. So anyway.
Anywho.
Yondu.
So that's Yondu. He's a Ravager type. It's a pirate's life for him. Yo ho ho and a bottle of space rum. I don't know what they drink on the Ravager ships.
Mm.
Space rum.
Yeah. Gotta have space rum, right?
For sure.
Yeah. Moving on. Footloose and fancy free. The Hawkeye. 2-star Hawkeye was changed so that he now gives you Hawkeye as a reward.
Oh, okay.
Instead of Battery Man.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
All right. That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I think that started yesterday.
Very logical.
Difficulty changes have come out. So, you know, difficulty levels are based on shield clearance levels. That was updated on the 4th. This is from that test they did at the end of May. And then they've changed a few things. So starting with the current event, Unstable ISO 8. All story events going forward will have difficulty based on shield clearance levels. Enemy levels will now start at the same base level in the table. Lots of tables. Hopefully Ray can post a link.
Sure.
Placement rewards have been updated, and they reduce the difficulty of hard, final, and 4-star required missions in shield clearance level 8 by as much as 20%. So
cool.
Lots of charts. If Ray can post all the charts, it will give you all the deets. I can't read all these charts. There's too many.
Oh, yeah.
That's a strong decision. A
lot of
Thank
information.
Thank you for that.
We'll be here all night and it won't make any sense and we'll get bored and just go home.
Too late.
There'll be a link on the website tomorrow.
Last bit of news is if anyone is going to Gen Con in Indianapolis this weekend, not this weekend, next weekend, stop by booth 2919 and visit our friends from D3Go and say hi, and they still will pretend that they don't know who I am, but they will give you a prize if you show up there. You get an in-game...
In fairness to them, when someone asks me, I pretend like I don't know who you are.
That's probably true.
Craig who again? No, doesn't ring a bell.
But you get a free in-game gift. Last year, people got, you know, some 5-stars and some other cool gifts for stopping by the booth. So if you're there, make sure you stop by booth 2919. There you go. That's the news.
Talking about news.
Moving on to the mail. Willie, what you got?
We have a lot of news this week because I just had trouble cutting it down.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I'll start with, Chloe. Chloe said, thanks for having me as part of the Alliance time? She says, I know that, I give you a lot of flack for progressing past the point where the advice you give is useful, but the, camaraderie and teamwork of the Alliance is, invaluable. She also mentioned that, we missed one of the other stars of A-Force. I don't know how to pronounce this name. Nico Minoru?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Correct.
Well, I'm not a fan of A-Force, but, you know, throw it out there.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Sounds accurate. And I was already a fan of the first half of this. Chloe is a... when she started with that, like, she has easily surpassed, you know, like, she should be moving up in the world as far as guilds, and she never does. That makes me like her even more.
Okay. Gotcha.
Like, her level of play exceeds our level of demand significantly.
Oh.
And I expected to lose her to other alliances long ago, but nay, a real loyalist. I appreciate that.
This is all true. I second. Stingpong mentioned that the problem with UNC Samurai replacing Ian after the lightning strike kills him is that is that this would out UNC Samurai as a Wolfram Alpha. How else can you explain the speed of his Google Foo? Samurai then posted a link to a picture, which was, if you remember, Barkley in The Next Generation, when he wired himself, he became like godlike and wired himself into the computer of the ship.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he had the beams of light that would shoot down into his head.
Yeah, that's how Samurai explains how he's able to Google so quickly.
No.
And Stink Bomb then responded, "I can't let you do that, Dave." Anyway, I just loved all the references. Joe commented, "Ian, always accidentally doing stuff." He said, "We have another spot of new folks on the crash." He was wondering if Mordo would get delayed due to his recent rework.
I wondered the same thing, but apparently, nay.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we're going with. I'm not 100% sure, but... He also said that the clue should have been Pip the Troll, adding more Infinity Watch folks, which I would be a big fan of that. But I don't think you could put Pip in the game before Adam Warlock. So, but in any case, I want to mention it because I want to mention Adam Warlock again.
You gotta wait for movie 3 for that one.
Yeah, yeah, it's coming. I hate waiting. Although, waiting has paid off so far, so... He also said the problem with the number... Oh, yeah, this was good. The problem with the number of wins in PvP is that the alliance placement is still based on points, so now you have two goals to get. With just points, it was just points.
Yeah, I'm sure that that's a factor for people who, you know, really are into that faction of the game, but that ain't me.
Again, this is all about Craig.
Yeah. Yeah, Craig's like, well, that's too bad. For you.
I think I clarified this last time. I said, for me,
right.
Number of wins is much better.
Sure, I understand.
But for the people who take PvP very seriously, I understand that maybe not so much.
Oh, that would be tiring.
But, man, there's a lot of people who play a whole lot more PvP than I care to play.
Hmm.
I care to play in just enough to get 4,000 points for the season. That is all.
Well, I do a little bit more than that, but that's the main goal. Joe also said that his... I wanted to mention this because it relates to me. He says that his Vine is a disaster with expiring covers. The perils of selling and re-rostering 3-stars. So I wanted to mention this because I've sold and re-rostered 2 3-stars so far. But now I'm coming up to the point where I've got like 4 3-stars all getting close. And I have a fear of needing to start re-rostering very quickly. And I was just wondering, people who are already going through this, if you have any advice in what you did. So I'm just going to open in that. I don't think, Craig, have you started doing this yet?
Yeah.
Is that a no?
Kind of, mostly no.
Okay.
We'll go with mostly no.
Have you sold any 3-stars?
I have sold 2.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just kind of dipping my toe in the water.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. I don't know who, I got rid of Rocket and Groot and Cap, I think.
Hmm.
I think those are the ones that I ended up selling.
Sure. Yeah, so far I've done Cap and Patch, and it's kind of painful.
Like, they're gone?
Well, I rostered them again.
Oh, okay. You started over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that was bold.
The ISO.
I believe you, but you used to really swear by Rocket and Groot, and yeah, I still stand by Cap as one of the best 3-star characters.
He's solid.
Yeah, he's pretty incredible.
Not one of my favorites.
You're missing out.
Yeah, maybe.
D-Wing Illinois mentioned, so anyway, back to the other, if you have any advice, please let me know. D-Wing Illinois posted, Topo Gigio was primarily an Ed Sullivan thing.
Sure.
But he did co-sign on the Karnak as being the best bit. I don't think there's any argument there.
No, Karnak was awesome. Yeah.
He also said, I am my family's own private wastenofood.org.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I like that. He said that if he ever becomes solvent enough to sponsor something, he's going to sponsor a random time in the show for Ian and me to pretend that we can't hear Craig because he enjoyed that part of last week's episode. he says the length of time will be completely up to us.
How long do you want this show to go?
He said, congrats to Craig. You finally made a musical reference that he couldn't come close to getting with the unicorn song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Nobody knows what that song is.
Untrue. Untrue.
Jordan from Jersey said, this is actually only episode 5 in binary.
Sure.
Sorry, I'm a network guy. I enjoyed that joke.
You know?
I feel less for it.
Cactus Jack 87, only Ian would be convinced that Ulic the freaking rock troll would end up in the game instead of Yondu, even with a blatantly obvious hint at the upcoming Guardians 2 Blu-ray release.
I thought the reference was from Guardians 1.
Yeah, I think it was.
Then what's it have to do with Guardians 2 coming out on... I almost called it video.
Did it hit the VHS or Betamax?
Well, that makes me feel a little bit better. Yesterday I said it's coming out on DVD, and I got corrected, so...
Oh, wow.
Man,
finally coming out on Laserdisc.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Wait till it hits Laserdisc.
Oh, my father-in-law has the largest Laserdisc collection I've ever seen in my whole life.
Speaking of which, Ian, have you seen the TV show Californication?
I'm aware of it. I've never watched it.
So, I started watching this show.
Of course. Ugh.
And I've just been kind of plowing through it.
Yeah.
And at one point, the one guy's boss is like this crazy old horny lady, and she's a famous actress whose name I can't remember. Okay. And they were sitting around watching a very famous adult film on Laserdisc, and he had to get up in the middle and flip the disc over. And it just made me laugh, so I'm like, Laserdisc.
Yeah, the content and the quality were fine. It was just a really unfortunate format.
Yeah.
All right, I'm moving on.
All right.
Yeah.
Nick, 1118, said that it was interesting to find out that Ian works at a Foley artist store. I mean, he does, right? With all the shaking aluminum sheets and phone ringing sounds in the background. I had to look up what a Foley artist was, but then I enjoyed the joke.
that's where you have to, break celery to, do bone snapping.
Oh, yeah, I have no idea what the reference was. I just thought all I heard from that comment was, nice show, you guys. Ian's a hack. And I was like, that's funny. It's kind of true.
We don't do this show in soundproof booths. That is true. But a Foley artist does the reproduction of sound effects that are added to video. So
take two halves of a coconut and pack them together.
I remember when I found out that the punching sounds in 70s TV shows was a baseball bat hitting a leather couch.
Nice.
Yeah. That's a Foley artist. That's what they do.
There you go.
That sounds like a great job. I don't know how you get into something like that, but
yeah,
seems
Kathleen
fun.
Turner. That's the old actress. Thanks, UNC Samurai.
I knew it.
Wow.
You see him typing away. Old lady in Californication that likes Laserdisc. Oh, Kathleen Turner. Who knew?
Sorry. Makes me flash back to Romancing the Stone.
That was a good movie at the time.
It was a good movie. Yeah. Jewel of Nile is not as good.
Yeah. I was like, what was this one that Jewel of Nile? Was that the sequel?
That was the sequel. That was the one that had Danny DeVito.
He's awesome.
Wait, didn't they both have Danny DeVito? It's just more predominant. He was more predominant in the second? Maybe not. I don't know. It's been a long time.
I don't know. Hopefully no one can check that out for us.
That's right. Donkey Teeth put in cute Kathleen Turner picture in 5, 4, 3. And then UNC Samurai posted one.
Nice.
Yeah, see, DeVito was in the first. It was just a smaller role.
All right.
Have you watched that recently? Does it stand up?
I have not seen it for years and years.
Yeah. I'm thinking
I remember enjoying it years and years ago.
I distinctly remember enjoying it when it came out, but I was young.
Yeah, I was going to say, by years ago, you mean like 35 of them.
Not quite, but...
I think it was that long ago.
Oh, really? That'll make me
sad. I think
so. Really?
I don't know. I don't know when you watched it. I don't know if you went to the theater to see it, but I would not be surprised if you told me it was released in like 84.
You are exactly correct. It was 1984.
Woo! This guy!
When did Jewel of the Nile come out?
I don't know that. Jeez. That'll take, like, typing and stuff.
Are we still in the mailbag?
Oh, yeah, 85. They would come out back-to-back years.
Wow.
Man, they could crank out movies back then.
No wonder it was so bad.
Yeah, the first one was much better.
Yeah. I wanted to mention this. New commenter, 0.7. He says that he runs Carol at 553. With Star-Lord and Rocket and Groot, which I'm kind of jealous of, very quickly, with their powers, you start doing matches for thousands of points of damage. I believe that. Rocket and Groot, the fact that they throw out strike tiles before the game starts, that's just, it's insane. I've become to really be annoyed by them, because I don't have them, and I hate facing them in PvP. Anyway, Tony Foote said that,
Hey, yo! Tony Foote.
The poking the left eye joke left his car windscreen needing a clean. And he says you can literally hear that gag sinking in with the Puzzle Warriors crew in slow motion.
Good, it was gold.
And he said if the joke would have been a week earlier, it would have been worth 1,000 hero points.
At least, yeah. Says the man who is three separate body parts all in one name.
Tony Foot.
That was bad.
Sorry, it's all I got.
Speaking of all I got, that's all I got.
Woo! Thanks, Willy Lumpkin.
Mail is, it's what I got. I said, remember that. All right, Ian, what time is it?
Oh,
it's not late.
Time to ruin Sublime for me.
I think Sublime ruined themselves.
No way, they were awesome. They're still awesome. I mean, they ruined themselves with, drug use and death, but other than their music is still enjoyed by me to this day. In the meantime...
But I think Sublime ruined themselves.
Let me try to tell you about a certain featured character of the week.
Week.
Aww.
Week. So, it's okay. We'll get it back. I mean, maybe not. It could be like lightning in a bottle. It just only that one time. So let me tell you about Phil Coulson anyway.
Tell me all about him.
Other than he is a cool guy and an unlikely actor that brought an enjoyable character to life. He's got three powers, as people tend to have. One of them appears to be yellow. I think one's purple. And the other one might be blue? Indeed it is. Good job, me. Call the Cavalry. It costs you 12 yellow AP. He creates one yellow, one-turn shield commander countdown tile that creates one green strike tile, strength 65. It's got a passive component. Whenever a friendly countdown reaches zero, gain one random AP. Let's see how that improves. Oh, there's does all sorts of stuff. All right, let's see.
I was
Why does it do more than one? Oh, it does. Oh! All right, sorry. Refocus. So that's tile number one. Level two, it creates a shield sniper countdown tile that deals 565 damage and destroys adjacent tiles. Then a spy countdown tile that deals 278 damage to the enemy team. Then you gain two random AP when it reaches zero. And then Coulson, at level five, Coulson creates a second commander tile that does the strike tile green generation. So let's see if I can explain this at higher levels. Nope, that was good enough. You guys can figure it out on your own. Best laid plans. It's purple. It costs 8 AP. Choose two red or green basic tiles to charge and swap. Let's see. And a passive component to this one. When you make a match, while you have 6 or more team-up AP, spend 2 team-up AP to reduce one random friendly countdown timer by 1. Then, as it goes up, you can choose a black and blue tile to charge and swap. You can choose any basic tile to charge and swap, I guess. Reduce friendly countdown timers by 2, and then it also deals some damage at level 5. 889, to be specific. Goodness, this guy is doing stuff. And
well, you just got some positive feedback. Donkey Teeth says you're doing a good job. Very disappointing.
All right. Hey, I'm just here to talk. I'm not here to help. Super Secret Tech costs 11 blue AP. He steals 2 random AP from each friendly countdown. For each. That is super disappointing. I brought nothing to the table today. Sorry. This section is unable to start due to error. Sorry. Okay, you steal 2 random AP for each friendly countdown tile up to a maximum of 5 tiles. The passive component to this one, whenever an ally activates a power, create one random 2-turn countdown tile that deals 232 damage. Countdown tile deals more damage. Create one random 1-turn countdown tile instead of a 2-turn. Steal 3 AP instead of 2. And countdown deals more damage. So, boy, he has a complex array of powers that I could never hope to understand. Let's see. how the power levels increase and what could make him the most effective.
So in case you missed it, Grinch McScrooge says he's been waiting for this part all week. How will Ian choose the power setup when he hates all complicated powers?
I like that there aren't a lot of big jumps to 5, so I can see him being an acceptable, like, 5-4-5 character. No, 4-4-5, something, you know, of that nature, instead of a 5-3-5 like most other characters. Let's see. I like 4-5-4 at first glance, because it still lets you create... At level 4, you get the maximum AP gainage for Call the Cavalry. Creating a second shield commander tile isn't that thrilling. So I don't see necessarily a desire for me to push that to 5, because I'm already getting all the best benefits at 4. Making best laid plans start to do damage, that seems helpful in the long run. So that seems like it could be a 5. And super secret tech, the damage jump from level 2 to level 5 is insignificant. So I could keep that one at 4. Yep, I'm sticking with it. You heard it here first, folks. 4-5-4, says Ian. I'm sure arguments could easily be made for the other ones, but that's where I'm going to put Coulson if someday I have to arrange Coulson's powers.
I think that your statements are completely sound.
Yes, thank you.
My only qualifier is, and you're going to hate it, I wrote them at 5-5-3 because I want that extra countdown because I use him with Carol. Mm-hmm. And those countdown tiles become vitally important. If it wasn't with Carol, I completely agree with you.
Sure.
I also like to play him with Star-Lord and have Star-Lord punch people in the teeth.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And with that, I can see a sound argument for 5-5-3, or even I would accept 5-4-4.
Yeah, I have mine at 5-5-3. That's where I've been playing it, but I might be tempted to change that.
Yeah, only because that AP steal increase, I don't know. I think it's nice. I like stealing enemy AP.
Yeah.
Per countdown tile. So if I've taken Call the Cavalry up to 5 so I can get that extra countdown tile, I might as well take my super secret tech to 4 instead of 3, so that way I can get the extra steal 3 random AP per friendly countdown tile. That's a lot of stolen AP.
Yeah.
And that's more important to me than dealing 889 damage.
So did you look ahead? Did you look at any of the posts, stuff online, how people build them?
No. I don't. I copy and paste the text from the page and put it into a Word document and then change it to, you know, change the formatting so that it fits down to like 1 or 2 pages so I don't have to do that much scrolling.
Right.
And then I close that because there's that the wiki that I use just has too many pop-ups.
I only asked because you nailed it. Apparently, almost everyone, but a majority, a high majority, 5-4-5. I'm sorry. Hey, if you can play it 5-4-5, you should do that. I mean, 4-5-4.
Well, good on me.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get the hang of things after only 100 segments.
I don't know. He is an interesting character. And I think the other thing is you can play him in a variety of ways because all of his powers are useful.
Sure. He seems versatile. Very complex.
Yeah. All I know is you put him with Carol and you just watch your damage go up.
Oh, man, she seems great.
Yeah, she's pretty damn good.
Cool. Well, that's what I got for featured character of the week.
Week.
Mr. Phil Coulson, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, sorry, featured character of the week.
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 Nice.
That was weak, you guys.
That was not our best effort.
Weak. All right. Who's got vine problems?
Everyone.
Everyone. You guys can start while I open mine up, but I know that I do, in fact, have vine problems.
Let's see. I've got Cloak and Dagger dying in 15 hours. I got a Hyde dying, a Cyclops, a Mordo. Yeah, that's what I got. I'm probably going to save the Cyclops. I don't have him champed yet.
Ooh, yeah. I would say that's the one. I didn't know you didn't have him champed. That seems odd to me.
I do not. I have him at 5-5-3, so that would, you know, that's a 14 cover for him. I just don't
Yeah, that's...
He's at level 125 right now, so, you know, I should be able to scrounge up enough ISO to get him champed.
Yeah, definitely.
In the next couple of days.
Yeah, I hear good things about that guy.
Yeah, I'll get more Cloak and Daggers and Iron Fists, I think, easier than Cyclopsies.
In theory, that's true.
Yeah. What you guys got?
Mine is relatively easy. It's all 2 stars, so nobody's going to care. And the only thing I have right now, I'm looking at redoing my 2-star storm, and I have exactly 13 covers. So you think that would be good, except I have her at a 3-7-3. So I'm just waiting for these other colors. I've got so much blue. I can't do anything with her, though. But in any case, that's all I got. I'm going to just sell her. And so tonight, I am up to 257,000 ISO and a 2-star to sell, so I am going to start opening tokens as soon as we get to that segment.
Hey, I have... everything took a strange twist for me. I ended up rostering, because of these alleged upcoming rewards, I ended up rostering War Machine.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't know, I don't feel bad. There was just enough. As soon as someone warned me that you get one of each color as a reward in that zone that I'm in, I was like, I can't waste 3 in a row. I would feel wasteful. So now in a horrible twist, I only have 4 days left to earn 1,000 ISO to put this Mockingbird cover into good use. And by good use, I mean 100 on my roster indefinitely. I also have a useless Punisher cover just sitting here, and I'm like, yeah, I still don't want to champion you. I championed you once, and it bummed me out. I don't know if I can do it a second time.
The 3-star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got that one power that works.
What's that, the red one?
Yeah, that shoots you in the head. Cool.
Yep, that's good times. So that's my Vine. I'll see if maybe I'll luck into some good hero points here in my taco tokens or something.
Oh,
who knows?
Here's a derail. Ian, did you see that Glenn Campbell died?
I did.
Yeah, the Rhinestone Cowboy is no longer with us.
Yeah.
I was sad.
I believe you.
Yeah, it was a good song.
It was a catchy song.
Pretty good song. Yeah.
Well, what else did he do? Wichita Lineman and...
Yeah, I went down the list of all of his top hits. I knew Rhinestone Cowboy.
Yeah.
I'm a Rhinestone Cowboy.
Bum, bum.
Something, 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 something rodeo. I don't know any of the words in that song.
I see you're a
like
very...
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
You're a very big Glenn Campbell fan.
Something, 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 something rodeo. At least you got the first. At least you got, like, the refrain. At least you weren't like, I'm a something, something cowboy.
Wow. All right. Well, they just posted the entire lyrics here for us. So.
I knew it.
Ride it out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. So there you go.
Oh, okay. But yes, I did see that.
Yeah,
fortunately, I feel like he, you know, probably led a very full life. He was 81 years old, so I'm comfortable to accept his passing as part of the circle of life.
Circle of life. Anybody get a sweet reward this week? I got nothing I can remember.
No, I got, if I did, I didn't make a note of it, and I added it to someone right away.
I'm going to just go with my reward of the week is what I just got earlier today. I completed the simulator and got another Vulture cover.
All right.
So that's my reward of the week. I'm big on Vulture.
Yeah, he seems to be cruising along, I assume.
Well,
is that their first Vulture cover in a while? Is he at 2-3-2?
He's at 4-2-2 now, so we could ease up on the black a little bit. I like the black power, but I don't want to get too much.
Black power.
Black power.
Solid.
Let's open some stuff.
Daywalker says, hey, you can't get fined for copyright infringement if you don't know the words.
That is super true.
Opening of tokens brought to you this week and all weeks by this guy. Shout out to our sponsor, this guy.
Thanks. I will. So I play a different game with this guy, and it's a good deal of fun, and we're in the same alliance. However, there seems to be constant turmoil in our alliance, and I think he is now suddenly in charge of our alliance, although I can't quite figure it out, but I did figure out how to use Discord and went able to, you know, kind of piece this together slowly. The moral of my story is it's a bad news story because I feel like my good times are going to come to an end because much like this game and every other game that involves an online community, the consensus amongst our alliance is that people aren't trying hard enough and they need to get kicked out of the alliance and you need to do X number of things a day and you need to do more. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I already had this, like, really, I got a message in the alliance that said, as of upcoming date, joining our alliance chat on Discord will become mandatory. So, of course, my first thought was like, you would tell me what's mandatory. I'm never playing this game again. And my second thought was, well, I'll just join a different alliance. And then my third thought was, Ian, you're already on Discord on your phone and on your computer. Can't you just type in this link and hopefully join the alliance? So I went with C because I like gaming with this guy, but I'm nervous because I don't want special treatment, nor do I deserve special treatment, and I'm pretty confident I don't pull my weight in the alliance. So
nope, you should get special treatment.
I shouldn't.
Open
so hopefully
already.
I'm misreading things. You are closer. You do it first. We want you to fail so Ray can get more 5 stars.
That will be true. All right, I'm going to poke Spider-Man in the eye. It is sadly a 4-star.
Thanks for the drums, McTrude. And Zorandel.
It's old school yet again. It is a Red Hulk.
Oh, that's an easy champion level.
Let's see. That takes Red Hulk up to 279.
You only doing the one?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, here comes a latest legend. I poke to the Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man. Snap. Agent Venom.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I think I need it. It's very possible that I can use this cover. It's a take cover, and that will put him at a 314, moving ever closer to fully covered.
So I have tried to use him, and he is better than I remember, but I still don't like him, so there you go. There's an update on how Ray hates Agent Venom.
Yeah, you're just going to charge him up and then let him go crazy and just let him do his thing.
Yeah, I get why people think he's fun. I get it.
Alien weakness is a good time.
I just don't agree. I get it. Okay.
All right, we're ready. Something's happening.
So I am going to start clicking until I get someone that is going to cause me to champion. That's the plan here.
Do it, Rocky. All right.
Number one is a 4-star. It is a 4-star Kingpin. He is championed. So I will continue. Number two is a 4-star. Captain Marvel. She is championed. Number three is a 4-star Cyclops. I'm just going to be leveling my champions, no problem here. Next. Oh, purple. Yay for purple. I'm not putting drum rolls in all of these, by the way. I'm just going to do one drum roll at the front. We got a purple Star-Lord. It's actually a green Star-Lord, bit of both. I have him rostered with one cover, so I'm just going to continue. 4-star Gamora. She's championed.
This might take a while, apparently.
Yeah. Another 4-star Rocket and Groot. He I need, so I have to pause a second and see where he is at. I think I've got plenty of room for him, though. I'm going to train him up. He is now 4-3-2, so he doesn't need to be championed yet. I said I got 62 of these, by the way.
Yeah, fire him off.
Yeah.
Rai Will I Ems, so that's another level for her. Agent Venom, who, like I said, I have championed.
Ray, I have to interject.
Uh-oh, go ahead.
Someone named Enters is listening live, and he has a question. And the answer to your question is, you did miss something. I was talking about a Star Wars game that I play on a different format that has nothing to do with this show other than I play it with a gentleman by the name of this guy. And we are not requiring Discord in any way. I don't know why that would worry you. You're clearly already on Discord if you're listening to the show.
This is true.
But thank you for your concern. And yes, it was just some confusion.
There you go.
Please continue, Ray.
Gamma Siphon, Red Hulk.
Gamma Siphon? That was listening praises.
That was number 10. Teen
playoffs.
Teen Gene.
Plan.
Ooh. Do you have her champion?
Yep.
Oh.
Another Rai Will I Ems. Ant-Man, 4-star. Next, 4-star. Cloak and Dagger. That is going to... Oh, and I got a bonus Rockin' Groot.
Ooh.
Ooh, exciting. So I have to check those two real quick.
She's fresh. Fresh. Exciting.
Rockin' Groot is now 4-3-3. And Cloak and Dagger, it looks like that is going to need to be sold.
Oh.
My Cloak and Dagger is at a 5-4-2. So I don't think that's going to stop me from opening. I think I'm going to have to continue at this point.
Yeah, I think you should open until you spend all of them and no one gets championed. Then it'll make my day.
So I got a Captain Falcon. I got a War Machine. I don't know where War Machine's at, and I can't really say that I care. I got another Drax, or no, I got a Drax. So, again,
was this the one?
He might be. War Machine is at a 3-4-1 now, and Drax is, we're good, 4-3-0. So if you want to give me Drax, we need some red here. All right, next is a 4-star Coulson. That's another level.
I've heard of that guy.
A 4-star Mordo. A 4-star Mr. Fantastic.
Bumps, I championed him, didn't I?
Yes.
We'll just go with yes. All right, another 5-star. Spider-Man, stick around. I don't have many of him, so I'm not worried. Kate, looking for trouble. That is going to possibly be trouble. Nope, I can train her. All right, she's at a 4-3-4 now. That's nice.
That is good.
This is upping my roster quite a bit. I got another War Machine, blue, a Medusa.
Yeah.
Oop, another Vulture. Blue Vulture. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I put him at like a 4-2-3 or something like that.
Correct.
And another Rocket and Groot. So I have to check again.
Yep.
We're at a 4-4-3 on Rocket and Groot.
See, you'll have them any second now.
I will. We're just plowing through these. I'm almost at 30. All right. Iron Fist, crowd control. That's another one I don't have champed. That's going to slow me down. He is at a 5-4-3 now.
Oh, my. He's racing Rocket and Groot to the finish.
I want Vulture to win, to be honest.
Yeah, it looks like Rocket and Groot have bonus hero on their side, so.
4-star Peggy. She's obviously champed.
Peggy? Stale.
Peggy. 5-star.
Boy ain't right.
5-star Cunning Scheme for Doc Ock. That's the thing about the 5-stars. I have like one cover of each of these 5-stars.
Yeah, so it's pretty easy to just be like, yep.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Because Boomerang's for Kate. Does anyone remember where my Kate was?
I don't know what... I don't think the 5 was in purple. I don't think you had a 5.
Nope, but I do now.
Yep.
She's at a 4-3-5.
Oh, she's in it now. She's the dark horse to win it.
We need the Katy Perry song now. I got another Iron Fist.
Oh.
Did we lose Ray? Oh, there you go.
Am I here? No. Yeah. Iron Fist is now at a 5-4-4. If I get another Iron Fist, he's the winner.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got to go until he gets 14 covers.
Yeah. Right. That's how I do. Venom.
Go, Keith Bishop.
Oh. Uh-oh. I might have to stop with Venom.
Ooh.
How sad would that be?
It'd be the best.
Oh, no. He is championed. I'm good.
I was like, no one had money on Venom.
Nobody did. That would have been the wild card right there.
That would have been the house just taking everyone's money and laughing.
4-star Captain Marvel. I'm plowing through these. 4-star Drax. Red.
Yes.
So we're good.
Yeah.
I'm getting way further than I expected. 5-star Doc Ock, green, cunning scheme again.
Oh, man, you're going to be blowing up nuclear bombs like there's no tomorrow.
4-star Spider-Woman.
Oh, wait, you have her champed, I think.
Yep. Sandman, shifting sands. I have no idea where my Sandman is, but apparently I can just train him. He's now at a 3-3-3, completely even.
Or completely odd.
Ha-ha!
Another Captain Marvel. Am I going to get through all 63 of these or 62?
Yes, you're going to get all of them and champ nobody.
Teen Jean. Uh-oh, Vulture. Circling Prey. That's the black.
Man, the battery birds are just flying and flying.
That's a 5-2-3 now?
Yeah, I think so. 4-star Red Hulk. 4-star Rockin' Groot. Where am I at?
Oh, you're at 5-5-4-3 with them, or 5-3-4. I don't remember which.
Uh-oh. 5-4-3 now.
They're still in it.
I think that's where...
Still going.
Thought that's where you were.
I got 20 left. Holy crap. 4-star Ry-Ry Will.i.am's. Mm-hmm. A 4-star. Whoa. Is he in this game? Bucky. I've got blue Bucky.
No, that's Blade. It's not in this game.
Hey, I got another cunning scheme with Doc Ock.
Man, I'm telling you. You got nuclear bombs going, man.
And I got a 5-star bonus character, Thanos.
Yeah.
That has to be usable. I'm just going to keep going.
Sure.
Agent Venom.
Ooh.
Another Medusa.
Mm-hmm.
Punisher to the max. I do not have him championed.
Uh-oh.
I have to check this. He is now at a 5-4-4.
Oh! He could be coming out of nowhere.
Coming out fast on the outside.
Just in time for his crash.
Yeah.
Four-star Nova, he's jamped. Four-star Electra, who is obviously jamped.
Jamped since the beginning of time.
See her, she's Electra.
Four-star Wasp.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
With a bonus Rocket and Groot. Where does that take me?
I don't know. What color?
Blue.
Oh, that takes you to five. Oh, it's blue is the one at five?
Apparently.
Mm.
Five, four, three. It's no good. I need another Rocket and Groot. If I get one more Rocket and Groot that's usable, then I'm good.
Well, no, Rocket and Groot will be tied with Hyde if you get one more usable.
Oh, right.
Right, but he'll have that extra Rocket and Groot.
Yeah.
Mm, right, yeah,
so he'll,
right.
He'll be able to go straight to champion.
Right. Miles Morales, who is champed. Another five-star. Star-Lord, something bad.
So many five-stars.
When you open 60. A War Machine, I don't care where he's at, I'm going to keep going.
this is not ending on War Machine!
Coulson, Agent Coulson, he's champed. Another five-star. Star-Lord, a bit of both.
Mm.
This is going to be crazy. Uh-oh. Kate Bishop.
Yes! Come on, not the five. Not boomerangs.
Where's she at?
She's I don't know.
She's now at a 5-3-5.
Oh, I love it.
This is exciting.
As
I got five left.
I had 3-1 on Kate.
Sandman, so that'll put him at a 4-3-3 or something.
Yep.
Professor Xavier. That's out of nowhere.
Charles Xavier!
Captain Falcon. Two more. Another Charles Xavier. Disappointing. And a Kingpin. I went through every single one of them.
Nice!
All right, I'm good.
Now just start spending your thousands of command points. Just keep going.
No, I'm done for the night. That was enough. Oh, that was crazy.
That took such a crazy turn. Because you started and I was interested, and then you kept going, and I was like, meh. And then you kept going, and I was really bored. And then I came right back to the top. I was like, this is awesome! Go, go, go!
Interested, very interested. Then I suddenly lost interest.
Grinch McScrooge says that, Craig, your curse won. Woo! I got through all of them, and I don't have to spend any ISO.
Yeah, in fact, he was so cursed he got more 5 stars today than I have gotten in the past 8 months.
Now I have 70 token or 70 covers to go through and level everybody that I can.
Hey, thanks, this guy.
Yeah, this guy. Wow. Did you get your money's worth this week, in my opinion?
That was crazy. My roster is amazing now.
Oh, sure. Just brag it up.
Yeah. How close is Star-Lord after today? He's got to be at like a 3-3-3.
No, he's at a 1-3-3.
Oh, okay.
He's still so good. I mean,
seven covers out of 5 stars is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No complaining.
All right. Ian, moving on. Tell me about the podcast network.
I am all spent.
Right, is exhausted. This is the soon-to-be-named podcast network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. You can check out this and any number of other fine shows if you're looking for more exciting podcasts to fill your life. We have direct links on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or please go directly to soon-to-be-named-network at soon-to-be-named-network.com. And check out one of our friendly neighborhood podcasts.
Thanks, Ian.
That's all I got. Yeah. Some of them have Craig as a guest star.
Not nearly often enough.
Some of them have Ray and I as permanent fixtures.
Yeah, that's way too often.
Yeah, I hear that.
I think that's all we got this week. Technical difficulties on the YouTubes. We're blaming Google because somebody's got to. Must be all those white people that work there.
I'm not taking the fall for this one, so it's totally Google's fault.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Check us out at puzzlewarriors3.com, wherever you get your podcast, just not on YouTube this week. Comments, suggestions, you know where to go. Go to our webpage. Leave comments, suggestions there on the D3 forums or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. You can click on our Amazon banner on our homepage, buy something there. We get a little love back from Amazon. Head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. Buy yourself some sweet, sweet swag. Or become one of our awesome patrons, like this guy. And you could sponsor a segment of the show. That's all we got for this week, so goodbye. And remember, kids, next week, we'll be hanging out down the street, the same old place we've been last week. Not a thing to do. Probably going to get sued at that point, right? That's probably too many.
Yeah, you got to pull the plug on that one.
Gonna kill that. Good night!
Bye, friends.
Good night, everyone.